We talked about healing, how to be healed. That's been our emphasis for these 8 weeks. We just have one more week to go. So you can be healed by faith. Faith in the anointing, faith in the spoken word of God. Faith is something that you do, that you initiate. According to your faith, be it unto you, is what the scripture says. You can be healed by the gifts. The difference in the gifts of healing and being healed by faith is the gifts don't work for everybody. It says the gifts are as the Spirit wills. The Spirit of the living God decides who to heal by gifts, hearing from the Father and the Son, the head of the church, and He heals according to what His plan and purpose is. So if we wait on a gift, we may not be healed. You know, you don't ever know if I'm coming to your birthday party with a gift or not. You can't command a gift. God says the gifts are as I will. Thank God, God does some things that are beyond our knowing, beyond our understanding, that He who knows all things sees some things that needs to be done, that would be profitable to be done, and He does those things according to His will. But everybody can be healed by faith, everybody. It doesn't matter if you have the transfer of the anointing, if you're in a healing line, or whether they anoint with oil or lay hands on the doctrine of the church. If you're in that line and you believe in the transfer of the anointing is like electricity, it flows. Jesus was anointed. Paul was anointed. The apostles were anointed. Men today are anointed, and the power of God comes upon them, flows out of them into you. And you become a vessel, a recipient of that anointing, and you're aware of that. You go to receive. You set your faith to receive, and everybody can be healed by faith. Now, I want to tackle the question, why can everybody heal by faith? Why would faith work for everybody? And this is my favorite thing to do. I was reading the scriptures this afternoon. I just about got so high I couldn't come tonight. Hebrews chapter 2 is where we'll start. If you don't get this, your wood is wet, your fire has been blown out by the wind and the waves of destruction. Because this is so clear. We can start in Exodus, and we will, and go all the way through to the end of the New Testament and prove to you and show you why faith works for everybody. Now look at verse 9. I love this verse. We see Jesus, who is made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. Talking about His death, talking about His resurrection. Here's the question. Why would faith work for everybody? Crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should taste death. And here's your key, for every man. Taste death. Whatever death did, whatever His death accomplished it for every man. If we find out what His death did, what was the purpose and the plan, what was the consummation or the finale of Jesus' death and resurrection, it works for every man. It was done for every man. Now that shouldn't be news to us, because we know John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Whosoever. Whosoever. Are you a whosoever?
Amen.
Whosoever. One day my brother's a pastor, and he called me and he said, I can't find the scripture that says whosoever will may come. I said, it's in the hymn book. He said, no, what scripture is it? I said, it's based on John 3:16 and several other passages, but it's in the hymn book. He said, no, it's not in the hymn book. What's the scripture? I said, it's in the hymn book. I mean, I'm not always right, but today I'm right. So I said, well, did you look it up in Strong's? Strong's is a Greek concordance that tells you what's everywhere. He says, it just doesn't happen to be in Strong's like that. I said, it's because it's in the hymn book. But it is based subtly on John 3:16, for God so loved the world that whosoever in the world, whosoever, tasted death for how many?
Everybody.
Every man, all the whosoevers. Now look at Romans chapter 8. Let's see it again another way. The death and resurrection accomplished some specific things for whosoever's, for every man. If it was purchased by blood, it belongs to you.
Right.
Everything that was purchased by blood belongs to everybody. If any aspect of the blood no longer works, then none of it works.
That's right.
It either all works or none of it works. See, religion wants you to think that forgiveness still works, but healing doesn't work. Our forgiveness still works, but prosperity no longer works. Whatever was purchased by blood was insured by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is still for every man, for whosoever. Now here's how Romans 8:32. This is a southern verse. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. He died for how many? So who is the death and resurrection? Whatever blessings were purchased there, what's it for? It's for us all. It's for us all. It was God's intent that every single person who wanted anything could come to Him in faith and get it.